Well, Hollywood has invaded our studio this morning as Springfield Contemporary Theater's September production is Christopher Durang's riff on the plays of Chekhov, Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike. And it's reuniting several Missouri State University alums who are acting in the show. One of them is the director, and the other person is the director's wife, and she is also one of the actors in the show. Well, here with us this morning are Jack Laufer, Tess Harper, and the director of the show, Terry Bloodworth. Now, Christopher Durang's play won the 2013 Tony for Best Play. I've not seen it yet, of course, but I've certainly heard wonderful things about it. Doing this show here was actually Jack Laufer's idea, was it not?
Yes, it was.
I read the play when it first opened in New York, and I loved it. And I thought this would be an interesting one for Springfield Contemporary Theater to do. And there were parts for a lot of people I knew. So I sent the play to Terry and Julie, and they read it, and they liked it, and we're here.
Well, people, of course, have seen Tess and Jack on the tube in various things in the past few years. Jack just wrapped up the third season of the Showtime series Masters of Sex. Tess has had recurring roles recently in shows like Breaking Bad and Crash, and of course everybody has seen you in films over the years. Tess, how did you get involved in this? Actually, I guess, Jack, you thought of Tess as being one of the participants right away, did you not?
Yeah, we live 5 minutes from each other. We see each other all the time.
Right, there you go.
And, you know, we've stayed friends for 40 years, and also with the Bloodworth. So, yeah, I thought of Tess.
You were all here at the same time.
Same time.
Right, and doing tent shows and doing shows in Craig Hall Theater. And
and Springfield Little Theater.
And yes.
Mm-hmm. And tent.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah, he already said tent.
I already said tent.
You said tent. I'm
yes.
Well,
it's early.
Drink your water. Have some more coffee.
It's, you know, it's 8:03 Pacific time, so it's a little early. This show just sounds insane. I just love the whole thing. You've got three middle-aged siblings living in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Vanya and Sonia share the family home. They bicker and complain about their lives, as siblings often do. And then their movie star sister, Masha, swoops in with her boy toy named Spike. Now, Jack, you're not playing Spike.
No, we alternate every other night.
You got to give the young kid a break here. Well, Terry, who is playing Spike?
Matt Murphy, who is a junior at Missouri State. And he's a former football player. And he arrived.
How's that for boy toy credentials?
Oh, yeah, he arrived at auditions in good shape, and we visited for a little while. He has acting experience, and then I just happened to ask him if he was able to maybe build himself up just a little bit, and he said, "Oh, no problem." And when he came back to start rehearsals, he was sort of a Greek god. Which is necessary because he runs around in his underwear most of the time.
Right, or possibly less. I don't. At least according to the poster for the show,
It's a very discreetly placed banner on the poster.
Yes,
but,
yes.
There really is some underwear there.
He keeps his underwear on.
All right. Tess is playing one of the sisters. Who are you playing in this show?
I'm playing Sonia. Mm. The amazing thing about the siblings is they were raised by parents who were professors, and probably professors of literature or theater, and so all of the children, of course, are named for Chekhov characters.
Yes.
So there's a lot of references to it, but you don't need to know Chekhov to enjoy it. But if you know Chekhov, it's going to enhance your experience because it's just a very lovely send-up of Chekhov. So Sonia and Vanya have, when their parents became frail, they took care of their parents, and then both of the parents developed Alzheimer's, and they stayed and took care of them. Mm-hmm. So they have never really left the family home other than briefly before they came back to take care of their parents. And Masha went out and had a career and a very successful career. So she's kind of like the benefactress, but at the same time, all of those sibling jealousies and pettiness. And every time, you know, you go home to your family and suddenly you're 10 years old again, it doesn't matter. So that's what happens is the
That's
play
what drives
about.
The story.
Yes.
Right. Now, Jack is Vanya.
Uncle Vanya.
Yeah, Uncle Vanya. And tell us about your character.
Well, he seems to be the peacemaker. That was his role.
Every family has to
right.
have one.
Yeah. He's the peacemaker between the two girls.
He's probably the middle child.
Probably was the peacemaker with the parents when they were alive. And he
was the good little boy.
He was the good little boy. He stayed home, took care of his parents. And as a result of that, he really didn't create a life for himself. And that happens. We're making this sound like this is a very, this is like a farce.
Very funny.
Well,
right.
See, that's the thing. We are making it sound a lot more serious than it might be. Yeah, or more Chekhovian than it needs to be.
Yeah, well, Durang, the author, says himself, it is a Chekhov play if you were to put Chekhov in a blender. and it's blended with American pop culture.
Right.
The fact that he writes some of the most wonderful dialogue. And I think we were all drawn to the play as much as anything for the cleverness of the dialogue, but for the sincerity of the play and for the lack of irony. It is what it is. And it also, I was first aware of the play from an advertisement in a print edition of New York Times because I thought, what are these people doing dressed up as cartoon characters? And very few American plays today feature adults in their middle years running around dressed as cartoon characters for about half the show.
Cartoon characters.
Costume party.
Oh, there we go.
Let's
not give away too much. But
And yeah, you see the run up to the party and the hilarious and touching aftermath of the party.
All the old resentments, though, eventually lead to threats to sell the old house.
Mm, right.
Well, you know, that happens in the best of families,
yes,
doesn't it? I mean,
sure
this
does.
Is a family, it's funny, but it actually hits home with so many people. I mean, you know, Durang himself is so much in this play. I mean, a lot of what Jack's character is probably speaking for Durang himself. And we all, us baby boomers, are all facing, you know, family that needs assistance, family that needs literally caretaking of parents and other people.
I had both parents with dementia, both in a nursing home. So, yeah, I mean,
it's not easy.
I've been there. No,
yeah.
It's not easy.
It's not easy.
Now, people may think, well, okay, Tess has come back to play Masha. No, she hasn't. She's come back to play Sonia. And basically, it's not typecasting. We don't have the Hollywood actress coming in to play a Hollywood actress. She's playing one of the sisters at home, and the Hollywood actress is being played by Julie Bloodworth.
Right. And this was essentially Tess and Jack's choice because the relationship of the siblings very much mirrors their relationship.
Over the years.
Over the years.
Right.
We have just, we're like siblings. And we bicker and we throw things at each other and we just sit and keep each other company and say nothing sometimes. But we have what is essentially that relationship is reflected in our personal relationship and the fact that I never got to act on stage here with Julie or Jack. And it's kind of
You were gone several years before they were.
No, but we were in tent together.
Sure.
Jack was a freshman when I was a senior.
Right.
So it was one of those things that, I mean, Julie's just a year behind me, exactly a year behind me, as she points out with some regularity. But it was that chance to do especially the opening scene with Jack that I just fell in love with because that kind of mirrors our conversations sometimes.
Loathe to admit.
Loathe to admit, yes. We've spent a lot of time in each other's company.
Do you get to work together very often, though?
Never.
Never
This
have.
Is the first time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I gave a brief précis of both of your most recent work. Well, let me throw it open to you guys to talk about what you've been doing, what you have coming up.
I just finished a recurring part on Masters of Sex,
right.
The Showtime series. I play Herb Spleeb, the kind of low-rent divorce lawyer. And before that, I recurred on Mad Men.
Right.
And I was on another Showtime series called Huff and stuff like that, you know.
Just, you're the king of Showtime.
Well, yeah, I wish.
The king of cable. King of cable.
I wish.
I live forever on Lifetime and Hallmark.
Yes.
We see you frequently.
Yes,
a much younger, thinner version. I still do guest star spots. I have done some low budget. You know, now that we're into, you know, these new filmmakers being able to use video cameras and to make series. I found out recently that an online series that I had gone to New Orleans to do basically for friends, they've managed to get another season funded. So I get to go back to New Orleans and, you know, pays nothing, but I do get to go to New Orleans and eat grilled oysters and fried green tomatoes as much as I want to. So, and I'm pretty much kind of thinking of retirement. The movie business isn't, and the television business has changed radically.
Oh, yes.
With the advent of new technology. And after a while, you get bored. I mean, you know, how many times can you go on the air and say the same lines, you know, and work one day? I like.
And play the same sorts of roles.
Yes. How many mothers and grandmothers can you play?
And CD lawyers.
CD lawyers. But I had a great time on Breaking Bad. I had a. That was the last thing of really, you know, good artistic merit. And so I've had a wonderful career. Mm-hmm.
No Country for Old Men is currently running on one of the cable channels right now.
Yes, it's fantastic. Yeah. It's a fantastic, what little I had to do. It was just a great, great experience. And that's really what I look back on. It's not what the role was or what the film was. It's did I enjoy it? Did I enjoy working on it? Because I have to go through the whole process of making it. But I'm grateful for residuals.
She's not retiring. You know.
I'm threatening. And I'm threatening. I hit like I'm now officially a senior citizen. I started Medicare.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm telling you, look out, world. I may just get on a cruise ship, and I'll just get off every now and then.
Tell that to Betty White.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, there you go. As you say, some people don't know when to get off, but some people don't have to.
No. Well, some people don't, but I got to tell you, none of the ladies in my generation have quit. Everybody's still working, right. So it's still the same competitive pool. And so it's okay. Life goes on. I grew a great tomato crop this year. So, And we're here instead of in the San Fernando Valley where it was 107 a couple of days ago.
Oh, good heavens.
We get to experience some rain. We're so happy.
You know, no wonder you're rejoicing over the cool weather this weekend.
Right.
Well, so, Jack, you enjoy what you've done in your career, too, I assume.
Yeah, sure. You know. I've done films, and I just did the Los Angeles premiere of the play Sons of the Prophet. The films were lost in Yonkers, you know, years ago, and The Man Who Captured Eichmann with Robert Duvall. We both worked with Robert Duvall.
In vastly different roles.
In vastly different roles.
Max Sledge is a long way from Eichmann.
Well, that's true. That is true. Most anybody's a long way from Eichmann.
Exactly. And Terry, of course, we know so well around here for the beautiful artwork he creates at Springfield Hot Glass Studio. And how much directing have you done?
I haven't done much directing in the last 30 years. That was actually my degree. And I went down a different path.
Right.
And got into visual arts. I do want to mention also in the cast a couple of local favorites.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Whitney Ice and Helen Groves. In addition to this will be Matt Murphy's first appearance in Springfield Contemporary Theater. But I wanted to be sure and you know, give some love to the whole cast.
Because they're wonderful. Really are. Really wonderful.
See, that's the thing. Obviously, you have people like Tess and Jack and various others who have come out of the MSU theater and dance program and have had successful careers. But even those who have day jobs around here, there is a wealth of great talent.
There really is.
Listen, amazing. I know brilliant actors who still drive cabs in New York. And I know terrible actors who I will not mention who make millions of dollars. But the fact of it is, if you need to be an actor, but you prefer to have a real life, this is a wonderful venue. And there are wonderfully talented people in this area,
they
stay very involved in the arts. And I think Springfield is so blessed with the depth of talent that they have.
Sunday night, the woman who played Billie Holiday,
Angelia King,
is
doing a songbook, and she is just amazing. And she lives in Springfield, and she really sings amazingly.
That'll be the
SCT New York.
She
would. The SCT Sunday Songbook Series, and that will be. Is it this weekend?
Sunday night
at 7 o'clock at SCT Center Stage.
Yeah,
and you can find out about tickets for that, as well as, of course, tickets for Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike by calling 831-8001. I'm sure Lou's chafing at the bit because we've gone 17 minutes and haven't mentioned the box office phone number yet.
They can see the matinee on Sunday, have dinner, and then come back and see...
Angelia,
A wonderful day of entertainment in their hometown.
Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike opens tonight. I'm so happy you guys are here on opening day,
We're not sleeping all that well anyway.
We're going back to bed.
There you go. And the performance tickets for the opening weekend here are $23, and then after that they'll be $28 for adults or $25 for seniors and students, and there is a $10 student rush, I believe a half hour before curtain time.
Yes.
Any seats that haven't been sold will be given to students for $10.
So you can
That's not given. That's
it's almost a given. Listen, it's almost a giveaway.
Yeah. It's cheaper than a movie.
It really is these days. 831-8001 or springfieldcontemporarytheater.org. Now, Terry, you haven't had a chance to work with these folks for a very, very long time either. How's it been?
It's been wonderful. We worked, first of all, for a couple of weeks with the local cast. Mm-hmm. And then when Jack and Tess arrived, it's never easy integrating two casts like that.
Right.
It was so much fun watching local people, gifted as they are, but they were a little bit nervous about, when the pros arrive, are they going to look down and said, no, they aren't.
Pros are going to arrive and fall flat on their face.
Everybody managed to integrate themselves really well, and it's been so much fun watching everybody actually learn from everybody else.
It's quite wonderful because we have kind of a family dynamic,
The
four of us. So for the positive and the get on each other's nerves, I mean, we really know all the buttons to push with each other.
It's like any good family member.
There's no such thing as functional.
And Christopher Durang, I guess, has captured this marvelously in this play.
Oh, there's nothing like this dysfunctional thing.
I don't know. I think there's some real familiarity. Never mind.
Well, you throw in a housekeeper who practices voodoo. Who is
it? And a seer.
Yeah, and the next door neighbor who is obsessed with the films of Ingmar Bergman, and her idea of a real movie star is someone with a name that sounds like a Swedish car.
Yeah. So it's not just the family. You also have wacky neighbors, too.
No, the neighbors are crazy, too.
Okay, everybody is crazy, and Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike. Christopher Durang's 2013 Tony winner for Best Play. I'm glad that Jack Lauffer managed to see the script and say, hey, we need to do this, and to get Tess on board and to get Julie and Terry on board as well here locally. And so you guys are obviously having a lot of fun working together.
We are.
I haven't been on a stage doing a full stage production in like 25 years.
I wondered about that. Now, you've done a little bit more on stage.
Oh, he's always involved in the stage. The last time I was on stage was in a Beth Henley play at the Manhattan Theater Company.
And she filled in at the last minute. Mm-hmm. She only had 10 rehearsals.
Yes, but I had.
Well, that's why you haven't done it since then.
My brain was much younger then.
Right. But that's the sort of thing that makes you say, I don't really want to do that again.
It was pretty. It's fun. It's fun, but it's
that's
exhausting.
That's awfully intense.
Intense. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Intense is a good word.
Mm-hmm. I've done very little stage work, but enough to know that I don't want to do it.
Well, when we were young, we'd rather do that than breathe, and we would rather do that than eat sometimes.
And it's all worth it when you're on stage and you hear people laugh.
And I also want to mention that the other element of the reunion is Teresa Ayers, yes. who is a graduate of SM...
MSU now.
Whatever it is.
She's a costume designer.
Costume designer, and you will not believe these costumes. Her eye for detail is fantastic. So she rounds out the family that's back after all these years.
She does all the costumes at the city.
Yeah. Silver Dollar City. Mm-hmm.
Now, we should say, and I always like to mention this, this show not only is a Springfield area premiere, I don't know that it's probably been done by regional companies very much anywhere. It does contain adult language and content.
It does. And it was the most performed play in the regional theaters in the last 2 years ago, because it's a small cast and everyone loves it.
Kansas City and St. Louis have done
a lot of the shows like that don't get released to the regional theaters.
Yes,
very quickly.
Yeah.
But this one has been then.
Yeah, this hit really really hard in the Northeast. Was extremely well produced in the Northeast and then just spread across the country.
They didn't do a tour of it, so the regional theaters got it quick.
I think I'll let you guys get on to your late morning nap before opening night.
I'm all fresh tonight.
Yeah, I want you all fresh tonight for opening night. I do appreciate you guys coming in. It's been nice to see you. I haven't seen either one of you in a while.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to see you again, Randy.
All right.
It's just great to try to wander around campus and find the building because I can't find anything here anymore.
Wow,
I can find Craig Hall, but I can't find anything.
You can find
house I've ever lived
Craig
in.
Hall, you know, well, you know where Carrington is, but you know.
Yeah, growth of this university has been amazing.
Well, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Randy.